As 2017 comes to a close, Hawaii has the 35th highest suicide rate among American states, according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Now, that low ranking may seem like a cause to be optimistic, but it still translates into one death by suicide in Hawaii every 2 days. Young people are the primary focus of suicide here, according to State Representative John Mizuno. He chairs the Hawaii State House Committee on Health and Human Services and is part of the push in the state legislature to bring down the suicide rate. He spoke with our producer, Ryan Finnerty, earlier this morning.
Representative John Mizuno, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you tell me how big of a problem is suicide in the state of Hawaii?
It's extremely high. Unfortunately, you know, people look at Hawaii as one of the top tourist destinations in the world, and it's a paradise. Nonetheless, we have a suicide every 2 days, one occurs. So it is very prevalent in our state.
What are some of the probable causes for having such a high suicide rate?
A number of things. Bullying, cyberbullying. Sometimes people are trying to communicate their pain, mental illness, drug addiction, family history of violence. A number of things can trigger a person to commit suicide or attempt suicide. And what we're trying to do is equip people to have better awareness, education, and the ability to prevent the suicide from occurring.
And Representative Mizuno, are there any specific populations or demographic groups here in Hawaii that are more have higher rates of suicide?
Very good question. Excellent question. You would think it would usually just be the lower income or the homeless. No, unfortunately, it's generally throughout the broad spectrum. Even many of the rich kids, people in the higher income brackets throughout the middle class and lower classes, unfortunately, commit suicide. And so there's no specific group you can target this to, and it's unfortunate, but it has really hurt our state.
How about age? Is there a certain range of ages in which we see this more prevalent than others?
Very good question also. Yes, unfortunately, we see a lot of suicides occurring in the youth ages, some of the younger youth in our state. Again, it can be attributed to bullying, cyberbullying, or not being understood. Nonetheless, this is a very big concern. And so there's actually, because the rate of youth suicide is quite high, there's actually a branch in the Department of Health that specifically works on preventing youth suicide and also providing awareness and to make it even longer to provide intervention services after this has occurred, because many times a young person commits suicide and the family's just devastated. They don't know what to do. And God forbid, we'd hate to lose another one in that family. And so they provide counseling services too. Because this happens and so prevalent, intervention services are also important so that the family can grieve, but understand, heal, and move forward without another, God forbid, another fatality happening at the hands of suicide.
So what types of policy tools are you as a legislator looking at exploring to address this problem?
Thank you. Again, an excellent question. We've got two bills. Now, we're having an informational briefing today at 1 o'clock at the state capitol, both the Senate Consumer Protection Health Committee and on the House side, our Health and Human Services Committee, because this is such a prevalent issue. The two bills that we have targeted at better addressing suicide and providing more awareness, education, and intervention services would be, first, we had a bill just specifically on a task force. The reason why it's important to put the task force in the bill is when you have great task force members, part of the team would be from the Department of Health, that Youth Suicide Division branch. But we have a great cadre of people that have expertise in this area in the community. You put a good team together. The reason you want to codify it in law is because when they share their recommendations to, for example, the Department of Education on how to better address and reduce suicide in schools, many times, unless it's codified in law, the Department of Education may say, well, you know, that's a nice recommendation, but why should we listen to you? I mean, what authority do you have? And so this task force is actually created. It was created and established from a concurrent resolution, which is still good, and it can always urge and recommend policies. But when you put a task force in law, it has a lot more clout. And the Department of Education, as well as many of the other departments and private schools, are more willing to listen, because once the task force, which is in statute, state statute, makes a strong recommendation, if the Department of Education or the private schools or other entities or organizations do not listen and a suicide occurs later, that's a lawsuit. There's liability. And that's the impact of having a task force placed in a bill, passed, and put into statute. That's a very important and effective means of really better addressing suicide in our state. The second bill I have, non-controversial, is to provide September of every year as Suicide Awareness, Education, and Prevention Month. It's very important that we get the issue out. Unfortunately, in Hawaii, where we love the spirit of Ohana and Aloha, and we unfortunately don't talk about private issues, and suicide happens to be a private issue to many of our families. This changes the game. It says every September we are going to talk about this. We're going to hold joint meetings throughout the state, have suicide walks, have intervention programs where we have grieving families explain about how difficult it was and how they missed the signs, so that this doesn't happen a second time to other families that may not know the signs of someone thinking or contemplating suicide.
So, Representative Mizuno, I think a lot of Americans, when they hear the word suicide, one group that comes to mind are military veterans. There's been a lot of public discussion of how big of a problem that is within that group of people, and bringing it out into the daylight has been really key in addressing that problem, and it's still a big problem, but in moving in a positive direction. Is there anything that the state of Hawaii can learn from those efforts that have been made?
Absolutely, especially for our men and women in uniform who have placed their lives on the line in harm's way for the defense of our freedoms. We need to support our veterans. Many times our veterans will come back after war, and they're not the same because of post-traumatic stress disorder, and I think everyone understands that. We've learned a lot from the military. Military would be part of the task force. They would work with us because they know the signs. And again, Hawaii, we are extremely dependent on the military. They protect the Pacific Ocean. That's half the world. And so it's important and incumbent on us to not only work alongside with the VA and the military, but also to listen to some of their recommendations, because it definitely provides guidance for us in our suicide prevention policies. So, yes, the Suicide Prevention Task Force, should we get this into law, would definitely have a VA person, a representative, on that team. And that team would, again, provide policies and recommendations so we can best address suicide and hopefully reduce it by 25% by year 2025. The national recommendations is to reduce suicide by 20%. Of course, if we had our way and if we had a magic wand, we'd say 100%. But thinking realistically, I'm glad that Hawaii's taking the initiative, and we want to reduce it by at least one quarter by year 2025. If more, that'll be great. The national average or goal is only 20% by year 2025. But the veterans play a very key role for this, and that's why we're glad we're going to have VA representation on that task force. Hopefully we can pass it in law in 2018.
All right, Representative John Mizuno, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
John Mizuno represents Kalihi and Kamehameha Heights in the Hawaii House of Representatives and chairs the House Committee on Health and Human Services. The Prevent Suicide Hawaii Task Force will be giving a briefing at the state capitol today at 1 p.m. in room 329.